Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Golder, and today we're Zichu Shavuos, Daf Yod Ches, the second parak Yedias Atuma. So the three tops are going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah Daf Yod Dalet Amud Beis taught that if one's wife became a Nida during relations, Pirish Miyad, and he withdrew immediately without waiting for his arousal to abate, he's chai for a carbon, Bifnei She Yitzias, so Hanalo could be Aso, because his leaving is pleasurable to him like his entry. On the previous daf, Abai said such a person would be liable to two karbanas, one for the kenisa, the entry into relations during which became a nida, and one for the prisha, the withdrawal. Rava proves that this must have occurred samach levesta, close to her anticipated nida period. Therefore, it's not an onus that she became a nida during tashmish, but a shogeg, for mistakenly thinking she would remain tower the entire tashmish. The case is one who knew that relations samach levesta are prohibited, but was unaware of the prohibition against immediate prisha when she becomes a nida. Therefore, the two mistakes are independent and obligate separate karbanas. Rava proves each of these karban liabilities from Mishnayos. Point number two, Abraisa quotes the Pasuk, Pizartim is b'nei Yisrael metumasam, you shall separate the children of Yisrael from their contamination. Rabbi Yoshia said, Mikhan azar lifnei Yisrael, from here is a warning to the children of Yisrael, sheyifushim in the shosehen samach levestan, that they should separate from their wives close to their anticipated period. Rabbi says one must separate an onah, a time period before, meaning the full daytime of nighttime before. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that if one does not separate from his wife close to her anticipated period, afilu havim lambanim kan bnei Aaron meisim, even if he has sons like Aaron's sons, they'll die, because the above pasuk is written near acharei mos, after the death of Aaron's sons. Rabbi Yochanan said that anyone who does separate from his wife samach leves will merit male children. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says he'll merit banim ruin lahara, children worthy of issuing ruins. These two statements were also made about one who makes havdalah on wine on Moshe Shabbos. And point number three, Rabbi Mishnah Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva each say that one is only liable for forgotten tumba, but not for forgetting about the mikdash, in opposition to the Tanakhama. Chizkiah says Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva disagree with each other, where it's unknown how one became tameh. Rabbi Eliezer holds Beina Adi Yade Ibesheretzi tameh or Benaveli tameh. We require that he knew if he became tameh through a sheretz or a nevela to be liable, but Rabbi Akiva holds given the yada di tameh ba'olam, since he knew he became tameh somehow, he's liable even without knowing the precise source of his tumah. Who opposed the contradiction, Rabbi Eliezer, who said that if one ate something which he discovered later was either chalev or nosar, he's liable to a carbon, since either one obligates a carbon. Rabbi Shua holds one is not liable ad sheyodeo chabumachata, unless it is known to you with what prohibition you sinned. Ula answers that each law emerges from the language of its respective pasuk. Later, Rabbi Yochanan says there's no practical argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis taught that if one's wife became a nida during relations, upirish miyad, and he withdrew immediately without waiting for his arousal to abate, he is chai for a carbon, mifnei sheyitziaso, hanalo could be aso, because his leaving is pleasurable to him, like his entry. On the previous daf, Abai said such a person would be liable to two karbanas, one for the kenisa, the entry into relations during which became a nida, and one for the prisha, the withdrawal. Rava proves that this must have occurred samach levesta, close to her anticipated nida period. Therefore, it's not an onus that she became a nida during tashmish, but a shogeg, for mistakenly thinking she would remain tower the entire tashmish. The case is one who knew that relations samach levesta are prohibited, but was unaware of the prohibition against immediate prisha when she becomes a nida. Therefore, the two mistakes are independent and obligate separate karbanas. Rava proves each of these karban liabilities from Mishnayos. Point number two, Abraisa quotes the Pasuk, Pizartim is b'nei Yisrael metumasam, you shall separate the children of Yisrael from their contamination. Rabbi Yoshia said, Mikhan azar lifnei Yisrael, from here is a warning to the children of Yisrael, sheyifushim in the shosehen samach levestan, that they should separate from their wives close to their anticipated period. Rabbi says one must separate an onah, a time period before, meaning the full daytime of nighttime before. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that if one does not separate from his wife close to her anticipated period, afilu havim lambanim kan bnei Aaron meisim, even if he has sons like Aaron's sons, they'll die, because the above pasuk is written near acharei mos, after the death of Aaron's sons. Rabbi Yochanan said that anyone who does separate from his wife samach leves will merit male children. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says he'll merit banim ruin lahara, children worthy of issuing ruins. These two statements were also made about one who makes havdalah on wine on Moshe Shabbos. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva each say that one is only liable for forgotten tumah, but not for forgetting about the Mikdash, in opposition to the Tanna Kamma. Chizkiyah says Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva disagree with each other, where it's unknown how one became tameh. Rabbi Eliezer holds Beina Adiyade Ibisharitzi tameh or Benaveli tameh. We require that he knew if he became tameh through a sheretz or a nevela to be liable, but Rabbi Akiva holds Kevin Yade di tameh ba'olam, since he knew he became tameh somehow, he is liable even without knowing the precise source of his tumah. Who opposed the contradiction? Rabbi Eliezer, who said that if one ate something which he discovered later was either a chalev or nosar, he's liable to a carbon, since either one obligates a carbon. Rabbi Shua holds one is not liable ad sheyodeh lecha b'machata, unless it is known to you with what prohibition you sinned. Ula answers that each law emerges from the language of its respective pasuk. Later, Rabbi Yochanan says there's no practical argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. All right, so now we get our siman daf yod ches, and our standard siman is a chuppah, because ben yod ches l'chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. At the chuppah in the hall where the kenisa entrance and the prisha exit were the same door, the rabbi gave a bracha that the chassan should be zocha to have male children fitting for harah. Like the dayan sitting in front who was being asked if one needs to know how he became tameh to be chai of a carbon. Once again, slow motion. At the chuppah, that must be on daf yod ches. At the chuppah in the hall where the kenisa entrance and the prisha exit were the same door, which reminds the Gemara teaches that one can be chai for both kenisa and for prisha if his wife became anita during tashmish. Rava proves that this must have occurred samach avesta, close to her anticipated nita period. Therefore, it's not an onus that she became anita during tashmish, but a shogeg for mistakenly thinking she would remain taur the entire tashmish. The case is one who knew that relations samach avesta are prohibited, but was unaware of the prohibition against immediate prisha when she becomes anita. Therefore, the two mistakes are independent and obligate separate karbanas. So at the chuppah in the hall where the kenisa entrance and the prisha exit were the same door, the rabbi gave a bracha that the chassan should be zocha to have male children fitting for harah, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the source, the punishment, and the reward for abstaining samach avesta. Rav Yochanan said that anyone who does separate from his wife samach avesta will merit male children. Rav Shubin Levi says he'll merit banim ruin harah, children worthy of issuing rulings. These two statements were also made about one who makes avdala on wine on Motzi Shabbos. So at the chuppah in the hall where the kenisa entrance and the prisha exit were the same door, the rabbi gave a bracha that the chassan should be zocha to have male children fitting for harah. Like the dayan sitting in front who was being asked if one needs to know how he became tameh to be chayv a carbon, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva each say that one is only chayv for forgotten tumah, but not for forgetting about the mikdash, in opposition to the Tanna Kamma. Chizkiyah says Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva disagree with each other, where it's unknown how one became tameh. Rabbi Eliezer holds we require that he knew if he became tameh through a sheretz or a nevela to be chayv, but Rabbi Akiva holds since he knew he became tameh somehow, he's chayv even without knowing the precise source of his tumah. So once again, at the chuppah in the hall where the kenisa entrance and the prisha exit were the same door, the rabbi gave a bracha that the chassan should be zocha to have male children fitting to issue rulings. Like the dayan sitting in front who was being asked if one needs to know how he became tameh to be chayv, a carbon. All right, so now it's time for Blabach Chazara. Daf Yud Daled. So the siman Daf Yud Daled is a yada hand, and we use a juggler for the siman. So here goes. When the head juggler, that must be on Daf Yud Daled, yad hand. When the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons, who juggled and also dropped some balls, which reminds, according to Yudah, that Kohanim are also atoned through the Seir Mishdaleach for their other averos, why is the second confession necessary? The Gemara answers, one vidui is for the Kohen Gadol himself, and one is for his household, meaning the other Kohanim. He must confess his own sins before separately confessing theirs because of what Rabbi Shmuel's academy taught. Kach hi midas adin noheges. This is how the attribute of justice operates. Mutav yavu zakav yechapra al chayv. It's better that an innocent person come and atones for the guilty. Val yavu chayv yechapra al chayv. Rather than the guilty person come and atone for the guilty. So when the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only 4 yediyas atuma balls, leaving 4 balls on the side, which reminds us, where Papa explains that there are actually 8 relevant yediyos. Awareness of tumah before and after eating kachim, or before and after entering the mikdash. Awareness of food before kachim, before and after eating it, while tameh, and awareness of the mikdash area before and after entering it, while tameh. However, our Mishnah only calculates the yediyos afterwards, which bring him to a carbon liability. Alternatively, the Mishnah only calculates the yediyas beforehand, which are never a factor in all of the Torah, meaning a carbon normally does not require prior awareness. So when the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only 4 yediyas or tumah balls, leaving 4 balls on the side, while balancing a piece of a sheretz the size of a lentil on his nose, not knowing that this size is metame. Which reminds me, Rapapa asked, Ne'alamu menu hilchos tumah mahu, if laws of tumah were hidden from him, what is the halacha? Is his awareness that he physically touched a sheretz considered initial awareness if he didn't realize that it made him tame? The Gemara clarifies, this does not mean someone did not know if a sheretz or frog is metame, because this is a case of go learn it in a schoolhouse, meaning it's considered known. Rather, the case is where he touched a sheretz the size of a lentil and didn't know that this size is metame. This question remains unresolved. Daf Tezvav, so the Simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. As Lachme Tod in large fruit bowls, that must mean on Daf Tezvav. As Lachme Tod in large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that additions to Yerushalayim of the Azores of the Mikdash require the Melech, a Navi, the Orim Utumim, the Sanhedrin, 71 judges, and with 2 Todah Karbanas and with song. These requirements are derived from the pasuk describing the Mishkan's construction, which concludes v'chen tasu with doros, and so shall you do for all generations. Abrice explains that the 2 Todah Karbanos of the Mishnah means b'lachman v'lo b'saron, their bread and not their meat. So as Lachme Tod and large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, Shiari Minchas and large fruit bowls were being paraded around to expand the Azar, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama said, Ein Azar Miskadeshes El B'Shiari Mincha. The Azar is only consecrated with remainders from a Mincha. His reason is ultimately explained that just as Yerushalayim is sanctified with Lachme Toda, which are Davar Nechoba, an item which is eaten in it, the Yotzim Mimena Nipsal, and if it leaves Yerushalayim, it becomes disqualified, so too the Azar is sanctified with an item which may be eaten in it and is disqualified by leaving the Azar, namely Shiari Minchas. So as Lachme Tod and large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, Shiari Minchas and large fruit bowls were being paraded around to expand the Azara, as musicians sang and played instruments that were variations of fruit bowls, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the procedure to be Mekadosh additions to the Mikdash and Yerushalayim was with Shira. A brisa teaches Shir Shel Toda. They sang the song of thanksgiving, meaning Mizmor Lasoda, using harps, lyres, and cymbals, al kol pina upina, on every single corner, al kol evan gadol shebi Yerushalayim, and on every single great stone in Yerushalayim. They sing Aramimcha Hashem Kidulisani, I exalt you Hashem, for you have uplifted me, as well as the Shir Shel Pagaim, the song of harmful spirits, which some say is called the Shir Shel Nagaim, the song of plagues. Daf Tez Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Tez Zayin is an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with big toes. Acrobat with big toes? That must be on Daf Tez Zayin. The acrobat with big toes who jumped over a Navi leading a ceremony to expand Yerushalayim in the days there were no king or Urim Utumim, which reminds us, regarding the requirements for being Mekadosh the Mikdash and Yerushalayim, Rav Huna says, B'chol Eilu Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah that sanctification is effective only with all of these requirements listed. Rav Nachman says, B'achas M'chol Eilu Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah that sanctification is effective even with only one of these requirements. This machlokas hinges on how to explain the fact that Ezra was Mekadosh Yerushalayim and the second base of Mikdash without a Melech and no Urim Utumim, and is based on the machlokas whether Kedush Rishon and Kitchel Shai to Lavo. So, the acrobat with big toes who jumped over a Navi leading a ceremony to expand Yerushalayim in the days there were no king or Urim Batumim, watched in horror as his friend the acrobat flipped onto a sheretz inside the Mikdash, which reminds us, the more discusses the source that one who becomes Tameh in the Mikdash can be liable. So the acrobat with big toes who jumped over a Navi leading a ceremony to expand Yerushalayim in the days there were no king or Urim Batumim, watched in horror as his friend the acrobat flipped onto a sheretz inside the Mikdash, and finished his act by bowing without delay toward the outside of the Mikdash, avoiding punishment, which reminds us, Rav explained that bowing without delaying is only liable shehishtachava klapi panim, where he bowed towards the inside of the Mikdash towards the Heichal, which is considered bowing, avishtachava klapi chutz, but if he bowed towards the outside, shahayin, then if he delayed, he's liable, but not if he did not delay, since this is not considered bowing. Daf Yud Zayin, so the symbol for Daf Yud Zayin is a used car or used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be on Daf Yud Zion. The used car salesman from Don't Delay, Buy Now Motors, demonstrating to his friends how to avoid Malkus when becoming tummy in the Mikdash by immediately leaving the lot, which reminds us the Gemara brings many questions about the Shehiya requirement for Tumah regarding Malkus, airspace, Mazin, and Nazir. So the used car salesman from Don't Delay, Buy Now Motors, demonstrating to his friends how to avoid Malkus when becoming Tamei in the Mikdash by immediately leaving the lot, walks slowly down the shorter path, which reminds the Gemara discusses what the din is if one takes the short path to exit, but he does so slowly, or he takes a long path and he takes it quickly. So the used car salesman from Don't Delay, Buy Now Motors, demonstrating to his friends how to avoid Malkus when becoming tummy in the Mikdash by immediately leaving the lot, walked slowly down the shorter path and was about to bump into a tummy customer who entered the lot backwards with his nose sticking outside, which reminds Rabbi Shai said, I want to say something, but I'm afraid my colleagues who may disagree. He wanted to say, one who entered a house stricken with tzaras, walking backwards, even if all of him entered except his nose, he's tar because the pasuk says, one who comes into the house shall be tame, implying derech bia asur tor. The Torah only forbade, meaning was matame, someone entering normally, not backwards. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss what the din is if one takes the short path to exit the base of Mikdash, but he does so slowly, or he takes the long path and takes it quickly? That's on Daf Yud Zion. Good. Number two, which stuff do one can be chai for both Knisa and for Prisha if his wife became a Nida during Tashmish? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number three, which stuff do you on the source that one who becomes Tame in the Mikdash can be liable? That's on Daf Tezion. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss what the din is if one did not know the size of a sheretz which conveys tuma? That's on Daf Yedalad. Good. Number five, which stuff do you know that anyone who does separate from his wife, samach levesta, will merit male children? And some say habanim ruim hora. That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn the source that one who becomes tame in the Mikdash can be liable? That's on Daf Tezion. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you discuss derech bia regarding entering a base menuga and entering the base of Mikdash? That's on Daf Yud Zion. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you have questions about the Shia requirement for Tumah regarding Malkus, airspace, Mazid, and Nazir? That's on Daf Yud Zion. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we have in Malkus whether one must know how he became Tame to be Chai of a carbon? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we learn about Hishtachbach Klape Chutz and different forms of bowing the Mikdash? That's on Daf Tezion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.